WTOP News Time, 6:52.
Tonight, we are going organic in our Wine of the Week.
All right. Wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, joins us now live. Good to have you back, Scott.
Hey, Sean. Good to be here.
Before we get into where we're going to get these organic wines, just tell us, what is organic wine?
Well, there's sort of a broad category, but what organic wine technically is, the grapes are grown in a very specific way without any pesticides, natural fertilizers. And then once the fruit's harvested, there are very strict rules in how you can make the wine. So, for example, you might have organic fruit, but if you add a little bit of sulfites, and all wines have sulfites in them, but if you add a little bit of sulfites to it over, I think it's 20 parts per million, then the wine is no longer considered organic, even though you're using organic fruit. I can live with that. I don't have a problem with that. So, you know, organic, there's organic, then there's organic.
Oh, well, it's not surprising to me that some of these wines are coming from the left coast. And Oregon, right, has
right.
a very old winery that's gotten into
they do.
It.
Well, Oregon has been in, on the organic kick for a very long time. And one of the older wines in Oregon, Sokol Blosser, has really embraced this whole philosophy of organic and sustainable wine. So let's talk about a couple of
them. All right. Let's talk about the Pinot Gris.
Oh, I love Pinot Gris. And I think Pinot Gris, Oregon does it better than just about anybody. The 2011 Sokol Blosser Willamette Valley Pinot Gris. This is a really great example of how much pleasure this particular varietal can give. Warm days, cool nights, brings out gorgeous ripe pear, honeysuckle on the nose, and just showcases these nice flavors of white nectarine, lemon-lime citrus, green melon, just beautiful on the palate. Stylish finish is just elegant. You just get this nice touch of acidity. Keeps everything in balance. $18.
Now, you found an organic wine that's pretty versatile. What do you have?
Well, the 2011 Sokol Blosser Rosé of Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. I had this wine with Indian food, and it was great. You think Indian food, no, you got to have beer or something like that.
Right.
This wine was versatile. It held up beautifully. It was a perfect match. The bouquet offers up vibrant aromas of strawberries, red cherries, on the nose, and then you get these little flavors of strawberry, and I like watermelon in there. Mm. So you get this little watermelon, ripe cherry linger on a super crisp frame, and it was just delightful, beautiful, crisp acidity. Again, $18.
A darker red?
Let's go for the Willamette Valley is known for, Pinot Noir, right? Mm-hmm. So the 2010 Sokol Blosser Dundee Hills Pinot Noir. This is a classic Pinot Noir. This is what I think of when I think of an Oregon Pinot Noir. It's perfumed nose of wild strawberries, bright cherries on the fragrant bouquet. Get these lush, dark strawberry, red plum, cherry cola. They just hit the tongue up front. Then you get a little bit of mocha, a little toasty oak in there that come through on the charming finish. $38. Really a lovely wine.
All right.